In order to gain a better understanding of the machlokas of Korach, the Chol Hadasso, against Moshe, the Chasam Sofer asks six questions. Number one, why is it that Korach only approaches Moshe, Vayakumu Lifnei Moshe in Pasuk Beis? Number two, when we're introduced in Pasuk Beis afterwards to the 250 Anashim Mibnei Yisrael, Pasuk Gimel tells us they stood in front of Moshe and Aaron. Why did Korach initially only come to Moshe, and then afterwards they're going in front of Moshe and Aaron? Number three, why are we told in Pirkei Avos that a machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim is Korach v'chol Hadasso? Isn't it Korach v'chol Hadasso against Moshe? Number four, why is it that Moshe came and called, Nadav and Dasan and Aviram to ask him about not joining their side, coming to his side? And number five, why was Moshe, after he already told Klal Yisrael that they would be swallowed up by the earth, why afterwards, when he has a special conversation with Dasan and Aviram the second time, and he says, "Im kamos kol adam yemusun eile, ufugudas kol adam yipaked alayam lo Hashem shalachani. If you guys die as all the other men do, then it's not Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I did it on my own. V'im bria yivra Hashem es patz adam es pia, ubala osam. But if the earth opens up, then you know it's from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We already know this. Why is Moshe repeating this idea a second time?" So it says the Chasam Sofer as follows. You have to understand that Korach and the 250 Bnei Reuven were not on the same page. Korach's beef, if you will, was only with Moshe. He felt that Moshe was taking the Malchus for himself and it didn't belong to him. It belonged to his older brother, or belonged to Aaron. That was number one. And then he, as the son of Yitzhar, was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. And then the next person in charge, next person who should get a special place in the nobility would be the son of Chevron. So you have those three sons of Kahas who would get these places of leadership, opportunities for leadership, but not Moshe. So therefore, Korach's problem was only with Moshe. He didn't have a problem with Aaron. He was advocating for Aaron. So that's why by Korach it says, Vayekumu lifnei Moshe. It was only afterwards, when we're introduced to the 250 Anashim Mibnei Yisrael, that Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron. Why now are they coming to Moshe and to Aaron? Because these children, these firstborn, Bnei Reuven, they were coming to Aaron and Moshe and saying, wait a second, you guys are Levim. You don't really deserve the Kedusha. To do the avoda in the Mishkan, it's for us. So their issue was with all of Bnei Levi. Korach's issue wasn't with all of Bnei Levi. Korach's issue was just with Moshe. So it turns out that Korach and the 250 men that were with them were not on the same page. They had internal fighting. They disagreed. But they had the same mission. They came together for the same mission, which was to overthrow Moshe. As we like to say, politics makes strange bedfellows. They didn't agree, but for this, they came together in unison. That's why, and how do we know further proof that Korach and the 250 men were not on the same page? There was infighting between them. That's because that makes sense now. Help us understand the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. What's a machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim? Korach v'chol Hadasso. It doesn't say Korach v'Hadasso v'Limoshe. It's because Korach and his Ada, they were not getting along with each other. Even they weren't on the same page. Now, how do Dasan and Aviram fit into this story? Explains the Chasam Sofer. Dasan and Aviram had no skin in the game over here. Dasan and Aviram were not Bechorim, so they weren't going to have an opportunity to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, or to serve in the Mishkan. They weren't from Shevet Levi, so either way, they were going to be servants to Moshe and Aaron and Korach, or they were going to be servants to the 250 Bnei Reuven. So what was the, what were they doing? Why were they there? Says the Chasam Sofer, Dasan and Aviram had one goal. Their goal was to be rabble rousers. Their goal was to say, Moshe Bedaihu. Moshe is illegitimate. He's false. That's all they wanted to do, was discredit and delegitimize Moshe. That's all. And that's why, initially, Dasan and Aviram weren't in the battle. When Korach was fighting with Moshe, Dasan and Aviram sort of stood behind. They were just waiting for an opportunity. When the 250 men approached Moshe and Aaron, they were in the background. They were waiting for an opportunity to pounce, but it wasn't their fight to have. They weren't fighting about Moshe taking the Malchus for himself. They weren't fighting about the fact that they were gypped, that they lost out on the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash because they used to be a firstborn. There was none of that. They just waited. And that's why the Pasuk tells us that Moshe was called them. Likro l'dasan v'la aviram. Why was Moshe calling them? You know why Moshe was calling them? It's because they were in the background. So Moshe said, wait a second, what are you guys doing here? You tell me, what's your role here? And what did they answer? They said, we're l'shem shamayim. We're only here because we want to do what's right. That's all we care about, is doing what's right. And that, perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, now explains the language that Moshe used at the right before the 250 men and Korach were all swallowed up by the earth. Im kemos kol adam yemusun eile, ufukudas kol adam yipakeir alayem lo Hashem shlachani. What Moshe was saying to Dasan and Aviram specifically was as follows. You know, you Dasan and Aviram, your punishment, technically speaking, is different than the punishment of the 250 Anashim Ibn Yisrael. Your role here is just a rabble-rouser. You're just a Baal Machlokas. And the rule is that a Baal Machlokas is Nidon Be'esh. So your punishment should be some form of capital punishment by fire, some sort of Sreifa, not to be swallowed up by the ground. And therefore, when Moshe repeats himself the second time, he's not talking about everybody else. He's talking about specifically Dasan and Aviram. He's saying as follows. Im pekudas kol adam, if you, Dasan and Aviram, are going to die like kol adam, like through Eish, like anyone who's a Baal Machlokas deserves to die, then lo Hashem shlachani. It's what I did. It's not Hashem's. Hashem had Rachmanus on me and accepted my decree, but it's not God's, it's mine. However, the Imbriya Yivra Hashem, but if the earth opens up and swallows you up as well as the 250, then you know this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. That, he says, the Chasam Sofer helps explain a lot of the holes in the story. And ultimately, what we see here, as we said before, politics makes strange bedfellows. Dasan and Aviram, we're just there to fight for the sake of creating drama and sowing division. The 250 Bechorim, they were there just to fight for their right to go back into the Mishkan or be reinstalled as the Kohanim. And Korach, he just wanted to remove and depose Moshe from his office. Politics makes strange bedfellows. None of them actually got along in practice. They all had differences of opinion, but they had one common enemy. And for that, it was so convenient for them to take their chance at overthrowing Moshe, but ultimately, it was unsuccessful. And they were all swallowed up by the earth. Have a great day.